It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Hi. Yo. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, this is a positive way to start the morning. This is a positive story. Travis Barker has flown 30 times since the deadly plane crash he was in, where other people died, ever since he met Kourtney Kardashian. He's saying it's all because of Kourtney, because I do remember 4 years when Travis Barker from Blink-182 not want to fly anymore. He was, like, not interested. He had been in a plane crash where he lost his friend and other people, and he survived.
Would you want to fly after that?
Hell no!
Right.
I still wouldn't be flying at that point.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd be on a plane again.
I don't know how people in car crashes get in cars again. Props to all of you, man. And it's, like, seriously traumatic for people, you know? But after he survived the plane crash, he didn't fly for years. That was in 2008. So we're 15 years out. Kourtney has finally got him to fly. He's flown 30 times. So this is a positive story about how you can find a significant other that can help you get over some of your fears and traumas and work through it. And even it's not Kourtney's. He should get all the credit, honestly.
Oh, well, yeah. He's the one taking major steps, but she has a big part in it.
Well, he
you
wanted
know?
To sleep with her, so he said, whatever you want.
Gotta hop on a flight.
He said, I'll try.
Hop on a flight. Hey, it's worth it, baby.
I want to keep you, so I'll try.
I'll travel. Yeah, why not? Let's see how it goes.
And then he did it. So good for him.
Jinx.
No, you jinx.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Just telling DZ how I read this morning the teacher who suggested the Miley Cyrus song in Waukesha apparently got fired by the school board last night. We haven't talked about it at all, but that pissed me off when I woke up. So I just want to say, I think it's messed up, Waukesha school board.
Well, I appreciate you telling me that because I hadn't heard that. And that sucks,
like,
dog.
On.
What?
Who elected these people? I cannot.
Here we go.
Everybody's, we're afraid of gay people, everybody! We're afraid of a song that even hints at it. The homophobia is strong.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. It's not happy to hear that in our community, but
it's sad.
Nonetheless.
Well, what can we do about it?
We can talk about
it. Open up the conversation, exactly.
We can call Miley Cyrus.
Can we? You got a number like that?
Our boss does.
Oh, snap. Well.
Maybe Miley will give this woman a job.
I like that.
That'd be cool.
Yep.
Okay, so it's Allie and DZ, and we are going to be talking about parenting this morning and the toxic traits that, well, you basically thought you were going to end when you became a parent.
Mm-hmm.
Did that happen for you, DZ?
Well, you know, he's still really young, and since we got another one on the way, we're still working on a lot of that.
Yeah.
You know, you don't see a lot of the toxic traits that you might have as a parent until you become a parent.
Mm-hmm.
You can think about all the things that you're going to do differently, right? When I have kids, mm-hmm. I'm going to let them eat all the junk food they want. They could do dessert first.
Everybody does that. And everybody that doesn't have kids will tell you all the things they're going to do when they have kids.
And I even appreciate that. But, you know, I'm talking about, so recently I've seen, you know, trends of people talking about the toxic traits that I'm breaking as a parent. And I got to thinking, I was like, yeah, there's probably a few that we have or that I know at least that I have that I grew up with that I'm like, that never made sense to me.
It was stupid.
One, not sleeping over at friends' houses. I could count on one hand the amount of times I got to do that as a kid.
Why?
Because my parents just didn't believe in that. Whether it was a birthday party, that was a sleepover birthday party or whatever that, hey, can, you know, you're hanging out and then the mom goes, oh, do you want to sleep over, Danny? And I'm like, oh yeah, that'd be great. Let me ask my mom. Nope.
Break a kid's heart.
It broke my heart plenty of times.
Because all your friends are at a sleepover and you can't go.
And I grew up hearing about it the next day at school or whatever, or that next weekday, and going, yeah, it was fun, right? Ha, ha, ha. So for me, that's one that I feel like I'm going to break.
Your parents were almost too protective.
If our youngins, I'm not going to be the type to be like, no, you can't sleep over there. I'm obviously going to want to know who's over there. What are you guys doing? Yeah. I'm invested.
You're going to know the parents. If you're a good parent, you're going to be involved with you're going to know their parents.
Exactly.
Before your kids at their house. And you're going to at least talk to them.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Right? So for me, one of my traits that I feel like I'm going to break and I would love to is letting our child and children, once the next youngin' comes about, go sleep over at their friends' houses.
Yeah, okay.
It only makes sense.
So you're going to let Sammy sleep at friends' houses. I'm going to hold you to this one day when he asks and you're like,
when he's trying to come crash and hang out with Owen and Hudson, I'm going to let him. And I'm going to be like, Allie, that's on you, dog. Ball's in your court.
You're like, take my kids.
You know how he is.
Lord, take my kids right now.
You know, youngin's reckless, man. So,
you know, my kids.
You said you're keeping him the whole weekend. Bye.
He'll be fine. He'll figure it out. He'll find the fridge.
That's all he needs.
He'll find towels to shower with. He'll be fine.
He don't even need a towel. Let that boy just air dry. It's fine.
I was telling somebody, maybe it was you, that I don't spank my kids. And I was spanked growing up. Mm. And the other day in the car, my kids asked me and said, and I told them, I got spanked growing up. And they were shocked. They were like, you got hit? I'm like, yeah, all the time.
With what? With what?
I'm like, hands, a hairbrush once. Like, I'm like a belt one time. Like, I'm like, you don't know.
That chancla was religion.
You don't know how we grew. You want to know why your mom's nuts? This is why mommy goes to therapy, because of all the things we did, you know, and now I'm going to screw them up and they're going to fix some of the parenting things, mm-hmm. toxic traits I passed down.
I feel like that's it. You know, a parent raises a B kid, you know, goes up and has a C kid. And then all of a sudden you start this cycle and you never know what's right, but you always feel like you're changing something.
Yeah.
Right. And that's one thing that I want to change.
I feel like I changed something because they were shocked that I ever got spanked.
That's amazing.
Believe it. So that means we did, because they don't even think it's a thing. I'm like, oh, it's a thing.
Do you ever threaten it? Like, wow, I'll spank you.
Never.
Never?
Never.
Because I threaten it.
No.
I'm a pop-out.
By the time I became a parent, that was considered abuse. I know people still do it, but like, I don't hit my kids. So.
I can't do that no more.
I've tried to learn.
Pop-out, and be like,
103.7 KISS FM. Don't forget Ludacris tickets, VIP in the VIP suite, coming up at 7:45 this morning. We got two more chances today and tomorrow.
Hey, Luda.
You're going to be going with me and DZ and hanging out in our VIP suite August 11th at the Wisconsin State Fair.
You hear how that just rhymes and rolls off the tongue?
It's fantastic.
And DZ, VIP.
Meant to be.
You already know, G. Gotta finish it all.
I was trying to think of another edition, but I can't. Okay, so the wrapping is over.
Until August 11th.
So we're talking about toxic traits this morning and the traits that you're trying to end as a parent. DZ is convinced he will not be as out there as his parents were. They wouldn't let you ever spend the night at a friend's house.
Very seldom. And by the time I was a teenager, I had to like beg, plead, and just rogar. You know what? Begging. Rogar in Spanish.
Yeah.
You know? Begging. I was just like... Come on, just one night. What? It was just pizza. Just pizza. We're going to sleep. You can call whatever, please.
Your mom's like, no way.
Nope, we got sleep at home.
I said I don't spank my kids, and my kids were horrified to learn I had been spanked as a kid. I'm like, yeah, like if everybody was. Like, it wasn't even a question when we were kids.
Oh, yeah,
it was,
I grew
just
up
a thing.
Under the belt, too.
Yeah,
for sure.
Just, I mean, so anyway, so what toxic traits are you breaking? Somebody texted in and said they decided to end the alcoholism, not be like their dad. And so they've been sober for 2.5 years. Good for you.
Big ups. Big ups. That's what I'm talking about, a lot of people's lives.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Especially children. So good for you ending that trade, getting some help. Let's go to Abby in Economwalk this morning. On one, not two. Oh, that is two. I'm sorry, two. My bad.
Yep, you're me. I got you.
Abby, good morning.
Good morning. I already gave Allie a little preview, but my, I guess, cycle breaking, if you will, is that I actually want to be around my kids and spend time with my kids. I think that's kind of a societal, like, standard and maybe, like, a joke that just has gone on and on or whatever over the years. Uh-huh. But, you know, how many times do we sit here and say, like, hey, you know, let's all get together, but that play date's really for mommy to drink some mimosas while and meet each other. Now, I'm not saying never.
I feel attacked.
I'm not saying never, Allie. This one's not at you.
I know, Abby. I know. Go on. I'm a single mom, so I deserve a drink. That's my excuse.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Everything's got balance, right? Yeah,
right.
So for sure.
That's my cycle breaking. I want to actually be around my kids and be present and hang out with them.
That makes one of us. No. Wait, did I say that out loud? No, I love hanging out with my kids, but I would be lying if I don't have moments where I'm like, leave me alone.
Oh, of course.
You know what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
They're crazy sometimes and they don't listen and then they're rude or disrespectful, but for the most part, yes, I joke a lot. Get away from me.
Absolutely.
Of course,
yeah,
I love
absolutely.
My children.
I'm the first one to say F them kids when you know it's the right thing, but I don't really mean that. I would never.
We never do. We never do, Abby.
I knew I'd bring her around.
She said it.
At the end.
And
she
meant it.
She said F them kids at the end, everybody. Did you hear that? Abby said it.
Have a good rest of your day, Abby. We appreciate
thanks,
you.
Thanks, Abby. Abby and Economark, she's just like us.
At the end of the day, we love them,
sorry,
but
Aaron's,
forget them.
Aaron's in Twin Lakes.
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
How you doing today?
What's your toxic trait you're breaking as a parent?
I pretty much broke everything as a parent.
Ooh.
I grew up being able to do whatever I wanted, whenever I wanted with my mom, as long as she knew where I was.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter is about to be 16, and she does not lie. She doesn't hang out with friends. She is very totally opposite of me growing up.
Oh, I was like, did you lie? And I don't. What did you do wrong?
She said it totally opposite of her.
Her mom let her
totally
do it or what?
Yep.
But I was waiting for the part where you got. Did you get in trouble? Some people that thrive in a system like that, where
true.
Their parents are open and let them do what they want. But I'm assuming you did not.
I did not, but I did get banged. It was more, you know, the talking back and.
Yeah.
I did spank my daughter up until like a certain age, and then it was kind of like you're
grown enough. We gotta talk, right? Like we gotta talk about it now because we're basically the same size.
I can't hit you anymore.
Yeah, now she's taller than I am. So
now it's a fair fight.
Which sounds crazy when you say it out loud like that. Like I don't
stop
hit her because she's as big as me now. Like what?
Stop
that
it.
Makes you sound like a bully.
But it's reprimandment, you know, and we've grown so far from it as far as it being a way of correcting a child. Now we have grown immensely from then.
Ruling by fear doesn't fix anything.
So
we can learn this in many aspects, whether it's at work, in family, with children, with friends, with significant others. Ruling by fear does not create a healthy environment. I don't
ever
care what anybody says. And it doesn't create an open space for anyone to communicate. And that's it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But then it's just the look, and she knows like
the look.
We've mastered it.
I'm in trouble.
We've mastered it. The look. Come on now. I've trained for it. You got to know the look. And if you don't practice it, you're lying.
It's true. It's very true.
Aaron, thank you so much. We appreciate you
thank
calling
you.
And
have
sharing.
A
you
bye.
Too. Bye.
Last but not least, I cannot believe it. She won tickets to see Ludacris yesterday by being the 30th caller, and she's on the phone. Saucy Sandra.
Oh,
good morning.
Hey there. Hey, my friend.
Hey, Saucy.
Hi.
I'm different. Yes, I'm different.
So we're talking about toxic traits that we have broken as parents. I said I don't spank my kids. DZ's going to let Sammy spend the night.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, one of the other things I've broken that I've talked about on the show before is yelling. That was a whole topic on the show when I went to I took Owen to therapy and he drew a picture of me yelling. I don't know if you ever heard this story, DZ. It made me cry for days. It was our whole family.
Yeah,
and the only one yelling was me.
Yeah,
was
I do remember you sharing that with me before.
I cried for days. And then this is years ago. And then I worked on stopping yelling and it changed our whole relationship. And I realized how toxic, because of course I grew up as an anxious kid with parents yelling all the time.
Mm-hmm. And like, it's hard to realize that's not a regular way of talking to somebody.
So it's like, well, no wonder my kid's anxious. I'm screaming. Like,
sure.
Of course he's anxious.
Right?
I'm doing the same thing I grew up in. And so I stopped that. That was a big full circle moment for me in my parenting.
And
therapy, this is what therapy does. People are like, what does therapy do? Things like that.
Reveal a lot.
Your mind realizing that, hey, you're really
screwed up.
Yeah, I didn't even know I was like yelling. That's the thing.
True. Sometimes we don't at all.
Here, and I'm stopping the whole codependency thing. Yeah. So I completely understand. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people even don't know, even know that they're toxic.
Right.
That's the thing I'm saying.
I was raised in a way to where I was groomed to be the way that I was. Mm-hmm. I didn't know any different.
What do you mean by that, Saucy?
I mean, I was groomed to grow up in narcissistic abuse. Mm. So I was groomed to listen to the narcissist, be the people pleaser, keep your mouth shut, and just let everything flow.
Right.
She was taught to let people treat her like garbage, which is what I'm kind of the full circle.
I have zero worth at all whatsoever. Yeah. I'm worthless. Nobody likes you. Everybody hates you. Mm-hmm.
And that couldn't be further from the truth, you know.
That is so far from the truth. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Facts. And I'm learning that and realizing that and unwinding the whole codependency thing and not being codependent.
Good for you.
I don't want my kids to be codependent either.
Right. No, not at all.
I want them to have a sense of worth.
Yeah, that's right.
And strong, be amazing, independent.
Because they are amazing and they can do so many amazing things. They just got to put their mind to it.
Kareem!
Mic drop it, Saucy.
Nice.
That's an amazing share.
Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Calling.
Appreciate you, Saucy.
Yes, no problem. Much love, guys.
Love. Bye.
Somebody texted and said, "Therapy's a mirror. It forces you to see yourself the way the mirror portrays you, which sometimes we don't want to see."
Mm-hmm. It's
anyway,
a tough look.
I'm happy you're going to let Sammy spend the night at people's houses.
And the next one too. They can do whatever they want.
I'm going to hold you to it.
I not want that. Not whatever they want.
When the first invite comes in, mark this day. I'm coming back to this moment. You said Sammy could spend the night.
Oh, my wife's holding me to it too. Don't worry about it.
Good. Done. Did you hear what show is going to be filming in our area? Very big reality show. I'm so excited about this.
What show will be filming in our area?
It has to do with food.
I'm in already.
Exactly. It's going to be filmed exclusively in Wisconsin.
Huh.
The whole new season of Top Chef.
What? Top Chef?
Yes. Like from Bravo. Like it's been on
Top Chef.
10 years. Yes.
Whoa. That's a big deal.
Season 21. 21 seasons.
21.
They do obviously more than one season sometimes in a year. But yeah, Top Chef will be filming exclusively in Madison and Milwaukee. And they said they picked Madison because it's got great agriculture around there. Because a lot of times they make them use fresh food from farms.
They make
a point to use healthy, fresh ingredients. Then the food's going to be better anyway.
Of course.
So Treat Yourself Thursday, brought to you by Wendy's. You can order a Baconator, by the way, with Wendy's Late Night. That Baconator is so good. Open till midnight or later. Hours may vary. But get a Baconator and then sit back and watch Top Chef because it's going to be filming in Wisconsin and I'm here for it. I love it.
That's huge.
And a female host, she won, which I used to watch Top Chef religiously. I don't know if you've ever even seen it.
I've seen it a couple. I've never gotten into it like watching season after season, but who doesn't love a cooking show? There's just so many. It gets overwhelming.
And you get the vibe. You're trying to win to be the best chef, obviously.
Yeah, and there's some money involved, you know, some glory.
It's not like I have to explain the show to you when you hear what Top Chef, right?
When you Top Chef, you ain't the worst, okay?
Exactly. Kristen Kish, she's been named the host of Top Chef.
Is she from here?
I don't know about that, but she definitely won and is taking over for Padma, who's I didn't realize was leaving the show.
Okay.
I didn't know that because, again, I haven't watched in a few years.
Right.
But Top Chef will be filming in Wisconsin for season 21, so get ready, everybody.
Obviously, we'll be watching now.
Yeah, hello. It'd be really cool to see who pops up on some of the... It's going to be people we know.
Right.
Local people in the food world, they're going to pop up on the show.
I wonder if some of the local top chefs that are in the area are going to be a part of the show.
Now that would be a whole nother level.
Ooh, snap.
I got goosebumps thinking about that. We'll see. All right, what would DZ do is coming up next. Jinx, he said. You're crazy. What would DZ do? He's going to give you his advice. It has to do with shopping. What?
Is that a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
DZ only makes it worse 2 out of 5 days a week, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that,
No problem. I got your back.
That's like below 50%. That's good.
See?
I respect it.
You only give bad advice a little less than half the time.
Yeah, if we were at the Milkman's game, people was like, your advice is so terrible.
I know, right?
I'm like, okay. But then I had a couple people that were like, yo, you actually get pretty good advice. They just don't get it.
Somebody said that to you in public had me dying, by the way. They were like, DZ, your advice, man. Whoosh.
You be killing me, bro. I'm like, my bad.
It was great. Okay, what would DZ do today? Who wrote in and what's the prob?
Well, let's see which one of the two out of five this is today.
Is it going to be good or bad? We'll find out.
Lupe wrote in and said, I think I'm a shopaholic. I'm 28 years old, live alone. I'm self-sufficient and independent. Growing up, we didn't always get new things. I grew up with five other siblings, and being the middle child, I definitely didn't get new things. Mm-hmm. So now as an adult, I like to treat myself and lately have been using it as my personal therapy. Even though I love some shop therapy, it might be getting excessive. I've gotten packages that I don't remember ordering, whether it's from a night out with the girls or just bored buying.
Well, I've done that. That's a problem.
Now I get it.
You get something on the porch. You're like, I ordered that. I had a glass of wine the other night. I got it on Amazon.
And woof.
Looky there.
Got you.
Looky there.
I don't know what it is, but I don't think I can control the urge to buy whatever I see and want. Need or not, I feel like being at this point in life with a good job, no kids, and a little money to spend, it's not a big deal. Yet, at the same time, I'm being irresponsible and creating a terrible habit. Uh-huh. Am I a shopaholic? And if you think so, how do you stop? Lupe.
Don't ask me how to stop. I'm not giving good advice.
You could say continue shopping, ain't you?
What's your advice for Lupe who wants to know how to stop shopping?
Well, prioritize it. Uh-huh. Look at it. Check out the bank statements, right? Yeah. What I'm going to tell Lupe is take a step back, right? Pause the shop, right? Yeah. Until you find out where your finances are really at. Because say, if you're dipping into savings or spending money you don't have, just buying on credit, maybe consider, right? I don't know how good the job is, but consider slowing down. Mm-hmm. If it is a therapy, I can't tell you how to be your own therapist or how to console your own soul. Mm-hmm. If you like to shop, be conscious of what you're spending.
I was going to say, it might just be a coping skill. Like, we always feel better mm-hmm. when we buy stuff. Mm-hmm. So sometimes when we need a dopamine hit, we're like, ooh, I need something to pick me up. Ooh, that felt good to spend money I didn't have.
I love going to the stores.
Well, it's self-satisfying. You go in, you pay for something, you feel like you worked for it. Then right. Whether you have the money or not, then you go home and you have something brand shiny and new got all for yourself. Even something new.
Or one little thing. And that's what I'm going to say is limit yourself. Don't stop shopping. Whether it's terrible advice or not, I'm gonna tell Lupe, don't stop. Get it, don't stop.
No cold turkey is what you're telling her.
No, definitely no cold turkey. Because if you're just going to stop cold turkey, withdraw, no. But you're going to find yourself being randomly unhappy. But buy stupid little things that if you give them away or if you lose them, you're not going to be mad at it. Because if you're spending a big bag on, say you buy purses or a nice pair of shoes every now and again, and you make those purchases consistently, bad vibes. You're spending poorly. But if you're just buying a little something here or a trinket you saw or something you can see useful or something for somebody else, do that. Buy gifts. If you like to buy things, buy gifts.
I don't know why she's shaming herself either. If she's self-sufficient, independent, lives alone, no kids, 28. Girl, like, you can buy what you want sometimes. Like, maybe it's more guilt from childhood because she never got anything and she thinks I'm not supposed to be having all this stuff because I grew up and I get that. I feel that way sometimes.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you get raised like you have nothing or you do have nothing, and then you become an adult and you're afraid to buy anything because you were always put in that box.
And
where,
you get a little something and now you want to keep it all.
You're like, oh, ooh, could be either.
That's super valid.
Well, basically, DZ's advice is, Lupe, don't do it cold turkey. Just cut back on shopping.
Look at it from an outside point of view and think. I don't think she needs to stop because, like you're saying, I'm not hearing a problem. Mm-mm. I'm really not. If you're realizing
this debt, then it's one thing.
That's one thing, but it doesn't sound like it at all. You got a little spending money, don't stop shopping.
She wants healthy stuff to do. That's all. She wants something other than shopping. But looks like shopping's your thing, girl.
Right. What's your advice? What's your advice, though? Let's get it.
All right. 414-533-1037. We will take your calls and texts next on what Lupe should do. Should she quit shopping or just keep enjoying it all? Take your calls next.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
So Lupe wrote in and she said she's a shopaholic.
Mm-hmm.
But she's 28. She's self-sufficient, independent. She said growing up, she never got what she wanted and they didn't buy stuff. So now she feels bad when she does buy stuff and she feels like it's out of control, huh?
I don't know if she's actually a shopaholic, though, to be completely honest with you.
I don't know. She's just feeling guilt because she never bought anything as a kid.
She's just living her life, buying whatever she wants.
Slowly come off of it, though. Like, don't do a cold. Don't stop shopping cold turkey.
Nah, buy less expensive things. Buy fewer things, maybe.
All right. Well, let's see what Lori in Cedarburg has to say this morning because she claims to be a previous shopaholic.
Oh, got experience. recovered. Oh, recovering.
Tell me more, Lori in Cedarburg.
Good morning.
Good morning, recovered shopaholic.
When I was in my early 20s and stuff, I was a second child, so I got hand-me-downs, so I like shopping and getting stuff for myself. But now I bargain hunt all the time, and if I don't need something, I'll wait for it's off-season or on sale, or like I'll plan, like I have money going to my savings every time I get paid, and then I plan like, okay, I'm going to go do this, I'll have to save this much, and I don't buy the name brands unless I absolutely need to. Like, you know, sometimes the off-brand's just as good, except for a certain time, you need the name brand.
Right. So there's certain things you can't necessarily avoid.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. There's some things I won't buy unless they're the name brand.
Yeah, and yeah, as I said, it's like being that age and being able to buy yourself stuff, it's great, but you have to look in the long run if, like, she wants to need a new car, if there's a family emergency, better. I'd rather save the money. I'd rather wait to buy the pair of shorts I need at Walmart, say, that in a couple months might be a dollar on clearance than like $20 now.
You had me at sale.
Lori saying buy the bargain.
Yeah, you had me
buy
at
the bargain, baby. Still get that same dopamine hit for sure.
That's right. And the dopamine hits better because you got a deal.
I know. You feel like you stole it. You stuck it to the man. Like, ooh, I got this for 50% off.
That's how I feel when I buy full price things at Ross.
Right. More for the same price. That's right, Lori.
Did you hear what I said? I said, that's how I feel when I buy full price things at Ross.
No, full price things at Ross.
I won. It was $6.99. I won.
I did it.
I might not wear this shirt ever, but I won.
I'm the champion today.
Because it was $6.99, baby. And that was full price. You know what I'm talking about.
Hey, of course I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about.
Hell yeah.
I love a good deal. Good TJ Maxx or Ross. Anyway, thanks, Lori.
The bargain buys, man. Yep. Appreciate your call.
Bye. All right. Our girl Amanda's in Racine this morning. I don't know if she's a previous shopaholic, but...
Maybe a current.
Amanda.
Turn down for one. Woo! Hey, I like my deals. I do like getting my deals. So if I have to pay full price, oh, hell no. No.
We love the bargains.
We're a bargain state, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Amanda, what's your advice for Lupe, who wants to stop shopping? Feels like she's shopping too much.
Shopaholic over here.
Yeah. So I'm going to make her feel better. So I get paid every 2 weeks, but that check just goes in an instant. And I'm not going to wait 2 weeks to buy what I want.
Mm.
So I normally put it on my credit card.
Oh.
But I pay it off right away. So you know what? I have really good credit, like old lady credit.
Old lady
credit. So like
credit.
In the 800s.
Ooh.
So yeah, just feel better, girl. Just put on the credit card and pay it later.
Look at you all responsible.
Look at that flex. She said, hey, I'm in the 2000s for my credit score.
Although, Amanda, the problem is if you do that, you have to be responsible. And most people listening in their ball of shame know they're not going to do that. And you don't hear me in your car right now.
Responsibly.
You know who you are.
Responsibly.
I'm sitting right in front of you. I know.
Hi, it's me. I'm the problem. It's me.
I'm the shopper. It's me.
Amanda's like, just pay it off. I'm like, right.
That's what we should be doing.
Wink, wink, as I buy it and say I'll pay it off when my check comes.
We're all as responsible as you, Amanda. Yes, we are.
No, that's impressive.
Oh, you know it.
She's now no longer Amanda in Racine. She's Amanda with the high credit score.
Amanda with the 800.
Thanks, you got it, baby.
We appreciate you,
man.
You too. Bye.
Well, either take Amanda's advice, charge it all, and then pay it off.
If you can do that responsibly, I respect it because that's going to build your credit crazy. And we're not no financial gurus over here, so take it or leave it. But that's actually solid advice if you can do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if you stand to it and you actually pay it off.
Well, look at you with the rhyme.
You're welcome. I wasn't trying to. Just a reminder that we have tickets to see Ludacris at the Wisconsin State Fair coming up. up at 7:45.
Mm-hmm. That's the one you don't want to miss. Remember? Remember?
And DZ and I are going to be there. We're going to let you in our VIP suite. You're going to get to bring a friend, and you could be you.
Lit doesn't even start to describe it.
It's going
to
be good times. Less than a month away, the Wisconsin State Fair. Oof. Speaking of festivals in our area and outings in the summer, Summerfest has wrapped up. And if you blinked, you hope you didn't miss it because summer's flying by.
All of a sudden, the weekends were over and you went, oh, you didn't go?
I felt like we were building up to Summerfest and then that was it. It's over now. I'm like, what?
And it's done.
And I went three times.
Really?
How many times did you go?
Oh, we only went once. Once, dog. One time we went.
I got to tell you, the first night I went was the very first night. It was a Thursday night. And I thought, oh man, it's busy, but it's not busy enough. I'm worried.
Opening night was good though?
No.
No?
It was busy, but not that busy. And I thought,
Okay, I got you.
The other two times I went, packed. And I went, we're back. We back. I was worried because COVID screwed everything up, man, whether you want to talk about it or not. But I was like, the other two nights, packed.
Okay.
I went, we back. Because I heard attendance was up.
Attendance was up. So they said this year for the 55th anniversary, they had 624,000 attendance.
Okay.
Which means it was a pretty decent increase. That's a 40% increase from the year before, 2022.
We had gone down to we were over a million for attendance at one point. We had gone down to like 400,000.
It was 445 last year.
So to be up even a few hundred thousand is huge. We'll slowly keep building.
Keep climbing, keep building, and they're going to keep bringing great musical acts to the city. You know what I think part of it is, though?
What?
The weekend breakup.
Well, it's funny you said that because they announced they're doing that again in 2024. So if you're not a fan of the weekends, you better get used to it.
Okay.
Well, I like the 11-day run as well, but at the end of the day, the decision's been made, so I'll be there.
I remember them saying that's the new format, and I thought they were lying about it. I ain't going to lie.
They're not lying.
They're not. They're sticking to their guns.
Uh-huh.
I wonder why. Maybe it's just easier to book the acts. 11 days of straight music is crazy, but that's part of what Summerfest is, that pandemonium of like
the momentum.
11 days.
The momentum, yeah.
That almost feels like it lasts longer than the three weekends broken up. Am I crazy for saying that?
No, it does feel that way. Because think about it. You got Thursday, Friday, so you got 9 days versus the 11.
Maybe that's it.
I almost wish they'd be open on Sunday. They're probably going to kill me for saying this. Sorry, Summerfest. Because on those weekends, I'd be like, I could take my... Oh, no, wait, they're closed on Sunday.
They pulled the Chick-fil-A, boy. They said, nope.
They sure did. Summerfest said Thursday to Saturday, baby.
We close on Sundays.
It's the day of rest. And of course, that's the day you want to go to Chick-fil-A on Sundays. Right?
Uh-huh. Oh, man. Every time. That's the one you want to go to Summerfest. Walk around on some little Sunday Summerfest day. Nope.
I'm glad attendance was up, and I'm glad that Summerfest will be back, obviously, next year. But if you're not the weekend fan, too bad. It's coming back like that.
Next year, we just got to push the numbers more, man.
Yeah.
You know, back to a million, y'all. Mm-hmm. Back to a million.
But Summerfest is over. Now we focus on the fair, and we've got those Ludacris tickets coming up at 7:45. Am I the Jerk is next. I don't know why it keeps featuring me. I keep having issues in the office.
What's wrong? What's wrong,
I'm
dog?
Not, it's every day. We don't even have that many people that work here. Still getting annoyed with people. Tell me if I'm the jerk for something I did in the office next.
I think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Oh, the irony and what just happened in the studio and what we're about to talk about. I just spit coffee everywhere on accident.
You over there making a mess.
I wasn't even laughing. I just like choked on it. I don't know.
Pause.
That sounded horrible. My point is I'm going to clean up my mess, DZ. And that's what triggered the Am I the Jerk today.
Sure did.
I made a big mess over here of coffee everywhere, but I will clean it up. Our coworkers don't want to.
However,
let me lead into Am I the Jerk, written by your very own me.
Yours truly, huh?
In fact, I didn't write it. I'm just going to tell you. I didn't write into
it. It's from the heart.
It's from me.
It's from the heart. Talk
I'm
to me.
The one today.
What's the word? What's the word?
There has been, I don't know if you've noticed this, a mess in the microwave at work for a good 2 weeks. Somebody made oatmeal and it dried, it exploded or something and dried onto the microwave plate.
Mm-hmm.
And every day when I've gone in to cook some breakfast, I've seen this oatmeal caked on to the microwave plate at work for over a week.
Yeah.
Probably two. And so the first couple days I went, ugh, somebody's surely going to clean up after themselves. Nobody would just spill microwave on a communal microwave and just leave it. I mean, who does
spill
that?
Oatmeal,
who does that? Who just walks away?
That'd be crazy.
Well, they did.
They did.
Over a week. So I got annoyed and I said, you know what? Like, I'm not, I'm done cleaning up after people in this place.
I remember the cup drama.
There's been plenty of drama about Allie stepping up and then I enable people. So I stopped cleaning. I said, I'm done. So I went off about the microwave and I confronted some of our coworkers. And I went over to the other people in the building. I said, excuse me, who's eating oatmeal?
Who's the guy with the oatmeal? Girl with the oatmeal?
Guess what happens, DZ? Everybody looks down. Nobody knows who's eating the oatmeal.
Nobody eats oatmeal, huh?
I said, well, that's funny because it's caked all over the microwave. And P.S., there's a new mess in the sink, which is really what got me going. Nope, none of us have any idea. All of a sudden, I find the oatmeal culprit. And you know what they have the nerve to say to me?
What?
We have a cleaning lady. They'll get it. I'm like, oh, no, you didn't.
Well,
so am I the jerk for expecting people to clean up after themselves at work, even though we have a cleaning lady? Because people expect her to just handle, like, you spill oatmeal in the microwave? Clean it up.
Clean it, wipe it up at least.
You're waiting 2 weeks for guess what? The cleaning lady didn't clean it because she doesn't clean the microwave.
And honestly,
that's why she came and it was still there.
I don't even know that they come every day.
You feel me?
So it's like, sure, we do have a cleaning person. And honestly, you notice when they clean. Because when they're here, the trashes are gone. The sink is clear. I quite frankly have never opened up that microwave in my time here. Whether before or now.
Well, I know you don't cook like me.
I got no reason to use the microwave. So I've never seen the inside of the microwave. But everything is clean. Even the fridge is clean right now.
This is the two things how you know the cleaning lady came. The trash is empty.
Yep.
And the toilets are blue.
Yeah.
And you know exactly
Facts.
What I'm talking about.
Facts. You know you got the fresh toilet.
With the seat up.
Yeah.
Which women know because we always have to put it back down when we come in. But that's how you know the cleaning lady came. But again, she doesn't clean the inside of the microwave. So to look at me and say, the cleaning lady's going to get all that.
Does she though?
So am I the jerk for expecting people to clean up after themselves at work, even though we have a cleaning lady? What were you going to say?
Well, because she does clean. And I've been here and watched our cleaning person like clean the... Not the microwave, but any cup or mug or something that's in the sink, I've watched them wash those things.
So the people that are lazy and don't just want to put their dish in the dishwasher, she cleans up their mess.
Yes.
And now you want her to clean your oatmeal out of the microwave. That feels like such a child move. I cannot.
If she doesn't get paid to do that, which I doubt, then no, you're not the jerk. But if she is paid to do all of those things, then well, maybe you might be the jerk.
Somebody said 100% not the jerk. It's not the cleaning lady's responsibility to clean up after you. Be responsible. Adult, clean up your mess. Whoever texted that in, it's like I'm preaching. You're preaching to the choir right now, baby. Because I want to know, am I the jerk? Maybe the cleaning lady's supposed to handle all
maybe
this.
Maybe it is their job.
Oh, somebody said it is their job. Look at that. I'm a jerk. Okay. I can't wait to hear your input. 414-533-1037. Allie wrote in, I want to know, am I the jerk for expecting people to clean up after themselves, even though we have a cleaning lady?
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Am I the jerk for expecting people to clean up after themselves at work, even though we have a cleaning lady? That is my own Am I the Jerk, signed Allie. Mwah.
Mwah.
Love Allie. Mwah. XOXO, clean up after yourself. The end. That's my email to the class. Okay, that is the question, because somebody left a caked on oatmeal in the microwave for almost 2 weeks, and then when I finally figured it out, they said they thought the cleaning lady would take care of it.
If it's their job, then yeah.
Whatever.
But it doesn't sound like it is. 2 weeks, that's too long.
Jackie in Waukesha, pull her up, because when I answered, she goes, triggered!
Good morning, Jackie. Why
Good
are you
morning.
Triggered?
You have the same problem as me?
What?
What?
Oh, yes. First of all, no one is your mama. Clean up after yourself.
Reach!
Second of all, I work in a small office and we deal with the same thing. And I find myself saying at least 10 times a week, what does your house look like? Because if it looks like this, I'm never coming over.
Mm-hmm. We are not going to be friends outside of work.
100%. Yeah.
The cleaning people are not to clean up inside the microwaves, inside the refrigerators.
It's crazy.
It's disgusting. I work for a small company too, and every Friday. There's somebody that cleans the kitchen, an employee, every week.
Wow.
And they even clean out, like, well, they're supposed to throw the old stuff away in the fridge and wipe out the microwave.
Yeah.
But for your coworker to say, we have a cleaning person, yeah, I would never go to their house. No. I would never make anything in their microwave.
It's so entitled and rude.
It's a bold statement. It's a bold statement to say that's the cleaning person's job. I feel that.
And not only that, not even, let's pretend they didn't say to me, oh, we have a cleaning lady who will get it. Let's just talk about how entitled you have to be to leave that kind of a mess in the microwave in a public space for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You really got to not care about anybody but yourself. I mean,
yeah,
come
that
on.
Is disgusting.
You grew up with some people taking care of you and wiping your butt, clearly.
I wipe up the water that I spill when I get water.
Why? Yeah. The cleaning lady will get it.
It's just water. It'll dry, right? It's just water. I could very well leave it, but I'll grab a towel that comes from the dispenser and whoop, wipe my water up.
These are things you teach your children. Okay, so.
Facts. Yes, I mean, the company provides all these things for you so you can clean up after yourself.
Part.
Are we adults or are we two?
We're two.
Clearly.
We're two, Jackie. That's what we found out. Thanks for calling and thanks for agreeing
with me.
Have
a great day, guys.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Well, that's one vote for Allie's not a jerk. I said, am I the jerk for expecting people to clean up after themselves at work, even though we have a cleaning lady, and we've got a special, not a twofer, it's a fiver. There's five people in this car
right now.
There's
five people calling right now?
We're still going to play the theme song, Destiny and Lala, and their children.
Hey!
Hello!
Whole squad!
Hey!
Good morning!
Everybody in the car's a player.
Hey, you hear them? Hey! In the background.
Destiny, Lala.
That's entry level.
Good morning. Am I the jerk?
Good morning.
Tell me.
No. No, you're not.
Yes.
It's like you said, I understand having a cleaning person, but it's like you got garbage men, right? Okay, the garbage men clean the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
But every now and then, you need to clean out your garbage can.
Right!
You know what I'm saying? So it don't smell. So guess what? You got to pick up after yourself at work.
That analogy.
It doesn't look disgusting.
Ooh,
I mean,
that analogy.
They take cleaning lady and they go so far
with
it.
I be trying not to blow your head sometimes in the morning, but I know how it feels.
See, Destiny just knew I sat back like, wow, dog. She could hear it in my voice. I was like, dang.
Yeah.
I do got to clean my garbage can out too, huh?
Uh-huh.
I just think it's disrespectful to even the cleaning people. Like, you don't leave a mess behind so they can clean it up. We go to the restaurants and we got little ones, DZ, you can relate. If Mijo makes a mess on the floor, I'm picking it up.
Yeah, man.
Because
you
I don't
want to
be that person when we leave and they be like, man, you see them, they disgusting. I bet you their car or their house. And, you know, it just all trickles down. So,
yeah.
No, Al, you're not a joke. And let me know who's leaving that up in there because I'm going to come tell them, pick up your oatmeal.
Ooh.
And then can you buy me some? Because I really love oatmeal in the morning.
Well, I got some caked on oatmeal out of the microwave I can give you.
Somebody left some behind for you, dog.
We didn't even hear Lala's voice. Hey, Lala.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
What, Destiny won't let you talk? Is that what's going on over there?
Destiny hoarding the phone.
Hey, watch it. Watch it.
Said, this is my theme song.
I can talk on my own.
Yes.
I agree, you're not a jerk, Allie.
But this is like my theme song.
It don't matter. It's,
look what you started, Allie. Started a fight. Look at you.
This is so entertaining.
Good
you guys
morning.
Keep arguing.
Good morning.
Morning, fam.
Thank you for calling, ladies. We love you. We'll talk to you
later. All right, love you guys.
Bye.
So Jesse and Lala agree.
Both
not
say
a
no.
Jerk.
Yep.
Let's go to Tony and Racine because this should be interesting. Tony! He's the mascot man. Good morning!
What up?
What up? Where by Tony? Talk to us, fam.
All right, Destiny and Lala said not a jerk. Jackie said not a jerk. Am I the jerk for expecting people to clean up after themselves, even though we have a cleaning person at work?
Yeah, I'm going to say jerk.
You are not.
Stop it.
Tony.
I'm going to say jerk. Look, you got to hear me out, though, before y'all judge me, though.
Okay. I'm listening.
All right, look. So I, too, am a cleaning, not lady, but I'm part of a cleaning crew. So I clean, too.
Uh-huh.
That's part of my job and requirement.
You're right. Okay. I should say cleaning person. I should not say cleaning lady.
Person.
That's rude. I'm a woman.
It's a lady.
It is a lady. But
we know it's a lady, but person, subjectively.
Person. Go on, Tony.
So I clean too. And what I do is I also talk with the staff and say, hey, this is my routine. This is what I clean. These are my objectives. Like, do you guys want anything specifically done once in a while? Do you need anything targeted? Do you need anything, you know, like really clean? Like, is there something that bothers you? My job is to make sure the place is clean. My job is to make sure it looks good. It's job security for me. So if you clean up after yourself, that's less time I spend cleaning. So if I get paid hourly, you're taking away from my paycheck.
Yeah.
My job, I know what mess I should be looking at. I know, okay, we're all adults. we also be picking up. I get that. But at a job like this, leave it for me. Let me know so I can spend an extra 20, 30 minutes cleaning it because that's on my paycheck.
You're hired.
And times are tough, man. Let me get that 20 minutes.
Yeah. So
Tony said jerk.
Tony's called you a jerk because it's they okay. say he's wrong, he goes above and beyond.
He's wrong, but it's okay.
He's wrong. But
no,
he's,
I'm not wrong.
He's opinionated in his security. Own degree. It is job security. I feel what he's saying.
He's getting more money.
Even though we disagree.
So I'm going to leave a note for our cleaning lady and be like, yo, you need more time? I got plenty of messes for you to clean
exactly.
up.
As long as the communication's there, you're not a jerk.
Yeah.
But there you go. If you don't communicate, you're definitely a jerk. Okay. And you didn't communicate.
Bet.
Well, Tony, we love you. Thanks for calling.
She tried to get you off. Later, fam.
Tony with the wrong opinion. Bye. No. All right. So, but overall, it was already 2-for-1.
It was decided. You're not the jerk.
For asking people in the office to clean up after themselves, even though we have a cleaning lady, it is not her job.
Tony's a fool. He said, you are the jerk. I go above and beyond. My job.
Put your cup in the dishwasher, clean up your mess in the microwave, and just enough.
2 seconds to rinse
flush
your stuff
the
out.
Toilet.
Please.
These are like things I talk to my 9-year-old about.
Yeah. Yeah, it is, ain't they?
That's it. All right, Ludacris tickets are coming up next. Don't go anywhere. Going to be at the State Fair August 11th, and we're going to bring you in our VIP suite. Get ready. Going to see this guy this weekend.
Oh, what?
Post Malone's going to be at Alpine Valley. Look out. Kiss FM. Latest from Post Malone, Chemical on 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Allie and DZ, and we are going to be at Ludacris at the Wisconsin State Fair on August 11th. It's a Friday night, by the way.
I'm getting more excited by the day, y'all.
We're going to have our own VIP suite, and we, all this week, are giving away tickets to come join us and hang out with us in our VIP suite.
You and a homie coming through August 11th, Wisconsin State Fair on a Friday night to see Luda VIP.
And we turn up, I'm just saying. So
to say
ready.
The least, you know.
We're not a boring group to come hang out with, ever.
Boring is not how people describe me, fam, you know.
There's other radio stations you might win an experience. You're going to be bored. Not of this one, baby.
If you're trying to get a spa treatment and relax, this ain't it.
If you're trying to go to a boring concert.
This ain't it.
For a radio, this ain't it.
It ain't us.
We're here to put it on. So, caller number 30.
Okay.
We're going to be choosing you to come with us. You get to bring a friend or whoever you want to our VIP suite at Ludacris at the Wisconsin State Fair on August 11th. It's a Friday night. 414-533-1037. Caller 30.
Ooh. Where you
Ludacris
at?
Ludacris better do Welcome to Atlanta.
Welcome to Milwaukee, where the players play.
He better sing it. Kiss. Somebody is going with us to Ludacris. And DZ, you come up with the weirdest stuff sometimes.
Parties don't stop till...
He says to me off the air, all of our winners have had a Y in their name. He goes, wait, maybe not. And he was like, isn't this weird? And I go, no, it's not weird.
I had to think about it, though. Saucy mm-hmm. ends in a Y. But then we had Courtney mm-hmm. ends in a Y. Jesse, depending on how you spell it, ends in a Y.
And Saucy, her real name is Sandra. So that's just not into.
Well,
nice
debunked.
Try.
Debunked. Never mind. But today's winner might have a Y.
Did you know all of our winners have a name? Isn't that crazy?
What?
I love it.
A first and a last?
We got to pull them up, though. Anthony is in West Dallas this morning. Good morning, Anthony.
Oh, good morning.
Dude, you are caller number 30.
Hey, Wepa.
You don't even have to leave West Dallas, Anthony. You're there.
You home.
We're coming home to you.
Backyard, baby.
We're going to be at the fair.
The VIP area is at your house.
Yeah. After the after parties at Anthony's. No, we're going to be at the Wisconsin State Fair. You get to bring whoever you want. One person, though.
Not as many whoever's. Yeah. One whoever.
One whoever you want with you. And you're going to be in our VIP suite at Ludacris at the Wisconsin State Fair. Congratulations, Anthony.
Oh, thank you very much. That's man. Cool.
What were you up to this morning when you decided to call and win?
I actually set my alarm to listen to you guys.
You were you set your alarm for us?
Boom.
Oh, thank you. And look, it worked out.
Right. And he's listening on the Odyssey app, too.
Boom.
Oh, double boom.
Hey-o. All right, Anthony, hold on. We're going to get your information, and you're going to be with us at the fair to see Ludacris, all right?
It sounds good. Thank you.
All right, hold on, bud. Last chance tomorrow to win these VIP tickets to get into our private suite at Ludacris at the fair. It's going to be so much fun. I can't wait. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, well, well. Tom Holland, on top of the world, Spider-Man over here.
Spidey.
Coming out about how he realized he had an alcohol addiction. And do you know how he discovered it?
How?
He challenged himself to quit drinking for dry January in 2022. He said he realized he had an issue because no matter what he did, he was always thinking about having a drink. He'd wake up, he would check the clock. Is it 10, 12 p.m.? He said it just scared me that I was always looking to see when I was done with whatever I was doing so I could go drink.
So you can have a drink. Wow.
Or finding ways to drink. Maybe you make plans so you have an excuse to go drink, right?
Let's go get dinner and drinks.
Right, exactly. Whoa. He said by the time he got to his birthday, which was in June, which was his goal to stop drinking for the 6 months, he said he was the happiest he's ever been. He said, I could sleep better. I could handle my problems better. Things that would go wrong on set that would normally set me off, I would take in stride. I wasn't agitated anymore. I had so much better mental clarity. I felt healthier and I felt fitter. So Tom Holland opening up now about how he's been sober for what? That's over a year and a half now.
How old is Tom Holland even? He's got to, like, he's him and early Zendaya, 20s, man.
Still together.
He's got to be super, super young.
I don't think he's as young as you think.
So he's no older than 25.
27.
He's 27?
Yeah. Because here's what happens. This is what I've discovered in my young youth over here. Every year we get older, they get older. So, like, you get older and you start to go, wow, I'm 30. Like, you just turned 30.
Right.
But everyone else got older too, DZ. So, right. 30, so like, Miley Cyrus, at one point, I met her when she was 16.
A kid.
And I turn and I go, she's 30, but guess what? As I got older, Miley Cyrus got older. It's a mind F, but it's the same thing. It's like when you have kids. You
know? Good for him, though. I think being that present and still what I would say young. 27 is young.
It's young.
Having that presence to go, I gotta hold the phone real quick and not a holic myself into a problem.
Well, he just won a bunch of his life back. Like, you find it interesting that he's young, but the younger you find the addiction, the more of your life you're gonna live. Imagine being 60 and having ruined your whole life. Maybe you've not been around your kids or ruined relationships and you're 60 now. And what
liver
do you,
shot.
He's got his whole life ahead of him and he can not go through some of that if he realizes it now.
He might have changed his life path for real. 100%. I like that you said that.
100%. And he feels better. Right. That's the whole motivation. He feels good. So Tom Holland opening up about being sober. 27 years old.
Big up, Spider-Man. Mm-hmm.
So much happening locally in Wisconsin and right in the Milwaukee area.
It's summer in Milwaukee, of course.
Not only is there a very big TV show coming to film here that has on its 21st season, I think, this show. But we're going to get into that next. Yeah. But I just want to give a shout out from the Milwaukee Bucks. Our very own Drew Holiday and his wife, Lauren Holiday, received the Muhammad Ali Sports Humanitarian of the Year Award last night at the ESPYs.
That's right. Hey.
Shout out. Big ups. Love it. We love it seeing good stuff coming right out of Milwaukee. Well, thanks to Drew and his wife.
They're super involved.
Yeah.
And they have always been involved, right? Like they've, like we were talking about off air, they've created a life here.
They founded the JLH Social Impact Fund. So that's one of the reasons they got this honor for starting that, which is their foundation, right?
Yeah.
That awards grants to Black and Brown owned businesses. And so they got up on stage, they accepted their award, and they put more than $5 million into this foundation.
Ooh, that's called commitment.
Yeah, goosebumps.
Commitment, y'all. So, big up. They deserve it.
They won the Muhammad Ali Sports Humanitarian of the Year Award last night. Shout out to our local couple there.
Yeah.
And you're right, they are here, because I see him practicing. Like, when the Bucks post videos, I can see he's in town. I'm like, look at you staying in Milwaukee. We like you. The holidays, they've stuck with us.
They don't holiday somewhere else. They holiday here.
They didn't leave like Aaron Rodgers would in the summer.
Ooh, rah, 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 rah.
I should stop. Giannis is like in Greece or something right now. I mean, but
that's also home. Home, you know.
Yeah. So anyway, we're happy for them. All right, coming up next, we're going to get into the TV show that's filming here. And we're going to talk about what shows we want to come film here. Maybe we'll start a petition.
Maybe we'll start our own show. Ooh.
No, maybe not. Okay, we'll talk about it next. Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Did you see they're bringing it to Wisconsin?
I saw. I did see. I seen tits, and I'm excited about it.
Been on for, 21 seasons? Top Chef will be filming exclusively in Wisconsin in the Milwaukee and Madison areas. Mm. They said the decision came partially because of all the good agriculture around Madison, which I get it. You want to use farm fresh ingredients. Hello.
They got it.
We got farms. Here we are.
They got it.
Here we are.
I mean, between here and Madison, you got all of the farm fresh ingredients you can get. So that's dope that it's going to be filming in the state.
Absolutely. So it'll be the 21st season. It's going to be hosted by Kristen Kish, who won season 10 of Top Chef.
Oh.
And she will take over for Padma, who's leaving. But look, this led us to go, okay, well, this is going to be really cool. We're going to see them filming in our area when they do the next season of Top Chef. They're probably going to show some local chefs and restaurants. So I'd be shocked if we didn't see some of the food. They said they're going to highlight the food, right, in our area.
But what food? Oh.
We're going to find out.
Oh, I can't wait.
Some of the challenges are wild on that show, so I'm excited. But then that led me to go, well, you know what? If you can bring Top Chef to Milwaukee, why can't you bring any show?
Right.
Why can't we do, what show would I love to have filming? Top Chef is a winner, but I immediately go to one of my other reality shows, like The Real Housewives. Like, imagine The Real Housewives of Milwaukee.
The Real Housewives of Milwaukee. Who would be on that show?
Me, and I would be broke, and it'd be great. Because that show focuses on people with money. And so I'd be like, we're going to Stella's. Like, could you imagine? I'd be like, we're going to a bar on 76th and Oklahoma. Like, could you? It would be so me.
Know the bar, too.
Uh-huh. We're going to Walker's Point tonight. Like, there would be no extravagance involved.
We could go to Mequon every now and again. What you talking about?
I'm going to the country club.
We're going to Bayshore.
So I was like, what? That show could never be done here because the people would be boring because they got to be rich. And we're all about personality in the Midwest. Let's be real.
Well, and we got that Midwest nice going for us. I feel like you got to be a certain type of like mean almost you to do. Be on like The Real Housewives. No?
Well, on most reality shows, you have to be drama or you're not going to get cast. Like if you're not going to put out the drama, you're going to get cut after a season. You see this all the time on shows when somebody's not that interesting or doesn't start problems, they get clipped.
Mm-hmm, you know? Real quick.
What show would you want to film in Milwaukee, a reality show?
Bro, I've had this conversation before.
Okay.
My answer is locked in, The Circle. Have you seen that? The Circle, it's like a new reality type TV
have
show.
Have I seen it? Our afternoon guy, Brew, was on it. The Circle, what, twice now? And he came on one morning and was on the show before you started to talk about being on it. We can have him back on it. He's our afternoon guy. You want to have him on? We can talk to him about The Circle.
Of course I want to talk to the homie. It was easily one of my favorite shows throughout the pandemic.
Yeah.
Any season that'll come from it, I'm gonna watch it. And me and my wife love it. Yeah. Absolutely love it. I got a theory that I'd be great on the show.
Mm-hmm. And that's so, like, you're all hidden in rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Everybody gets their own little secret room, and it's a social media reality TV show where you interact with people only on a TV screen, basically. Mm-hmm. And you could either catfish people and tell them you're somebody else, or you could play as yourself. But the goal is to win a nice little chunk of bread, man. And whoever gets decided and not voted out, whoever doesn't get blocked and makes it to the very end, gets to win an experience. Nice. And some money.
I want to know what reality shows people would want filmed here, or what shows, period, because we got Top Chef coming to the state. Mm-hmm. You would love to have The Circle. Yeah. I said A Real Housewives of Milwaukee would just be hysterical. It's not more for entertainment than it is, you know, a real idea. And I would love a dating show. Like, imagine The Bachelor filming in Milwaukee. Like, imagine how funny the dates would be.
That'd be crazy. Right? Or like American Ninja Warrior filming over by Veterans Park. That'd be fire with local athletes.
Yeah.
The celebrity edition or something. That'd be dope.
All right. 414-533-1037. What is your dream show to film in Milwaukee? What can you envision? How do you envision it?
Yeah.
We're going to take your calls and your texts next. What show would you want to film in Wisconsin? 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios, and Top Chef coming to film here in our very own state.
Mm-hmm. And that inspired us to go, what else would we want to film out here?
Mm-hmm, exactly. I said we could do A Real Housewives of Milwaukee, which would be hysterical.
I think it'd be a good show.
We could film The Circle. Let's go to Ray in Kenosha. He's got an idea for a show we should film here. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning, Allie. How you doing?
Good. What do you think we should film here?
It's a lot of tough guys here in Wisconsin. We know that for sure, from the Packers to the Bucks. But let's get a Survivor type show out here so we can really see how some of these tough guys are. In the cold. Yeah. Let's see how long they can run around in water less than 50 pounds and really get the blood pumping.
Yeah.
Put them on Bradford Beach for 30 days.
How you going to survive there?
I mean, like, I know you can smell the food from the east side, but you can't eat it.
Can't do it.
Here's your bowl of rice, suckers.
So many backstabbers here, too. You got to vote somebody off. That would be awesome to watch.
That would be cool.
Any show where you kick people off is great because you find out who doesn't like each other. It's fantastic. Yeah. It's a great spin. We like it, Ray. Thanks for calling.
enjoy y'all day.
You too, man. Appreciate you.
We got some great texts. Somebody said we should do Below Deck Lake Michigan edition. Ooh. I'm dying because that's hysterical.
That would be gold. That would be gold. Everybody out here got a boat at some point or another.
Somebody said they did film some Bachelor in Milwaukee when Nick Vial was on the show. They did, but it was in Waukesha.
Waukesha.
And he made some old reference to way back in the day. Like, he was, yeah, they did film here for that.
I didn't know that.
Well, he did the hometown. They have to do hometown dates.
And
so he was on the show, and he was one of the finalists, and he took her to Waukesha. And then he was the bachelor. He took her to Waukesha.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
They're walking down downtown Main Street. I'll never forget it.
Checking the sights in downtown Waukesha, baby. Bruh, somebody said one that I think would be amazing. Mm. 60 Days In.
What is that show?
So 60 Days In is a show where you go into jail for 60 days. Anybody could do it.
Because you're being naughty or why? Why do people get sent there? Just for fun?
No, kind of, I guess, if you want to.
Wait. But no, it's for fun?
It's so you can get an inside look at how the prison system's working. You know, it's not being a snitch or a rat or anything.
Why would I want an inside look at the prison system if I don't have to?
You either have experience or you want experience because you think something's going on. A lot of these people got a whole reason behind it. Like, I used to be a CO, or I was once a convict, or I had an addiction problem and I want to help other people. But you go in and dedicate to 60 days, and if you can make it, again, you make some money.
Mm-hmm. Somebody texted in and said, my friends and I have a fake reality show called The Real Housewives of Pulaski Street, where we're all broke, but there's some drama. Somebody else said we should go on Family Feud. Have it here, DZ. You and I go against each other or another radio station.
Why can't we be on the same team? Mm-hmm. Dog, we would kill it on the same team. Are you kidding me?
I don't know why DZ and I would split up if we were going on Family Feud. We'd be together. That would make no sense whatsoever. Oh, go be with another family for this show.
No, we a family.
Like, hello.
We're gonna out here go against another radio station. That's what we doing.
They want drama.
Yo, that's the best one I've heard, maybe, because then we could both be in it, because you ain't going to jail. I do 60 days in, but you ain't doing that.
I don't have no interest in going to jail for 60 days. I worked hard to stay out of jail my whole life. What am I going to go for fun? Like, who does that?
I just think I could do it.
What the hell?
I'm convinced I could do it. I don't want to prove it, but if I get the chance, I know. Who knows?
Gee, DZ, why are you convinced you could last in jail for... What makes you feel that way?
I don't know. I just feel like I'm tough enough.
Well, congrats. You're so tough. That's not a compliment. You're so tough you could last in jail. Man, are you tough. Hell no!
Come on, I'd come out swole, drop a couple pounds, be probably leading one of the pods or something.
That's what we all said for COVID, and none of us came out swole, skinnier.
Lost a couple pounds.
We all came out bigger, bored, more social anxiety. Like, what are you talking about? You're gonna come out of jail better than ever? You're out of your
mind.
There's
a difference between jail and COVID, dog.
Was there though?
For the most part.
I'm kidding. All right, 103.7 Kiss FM. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.